It's very based on how you buy.
CB pal. All right, we have 7 and a half of the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the campus of Tarleton State University. I didn't put all of this stuff together when Dominic DiTavio, who was the former president of Heidelberg University, of which I am a trustee, when he came down here, or when he first said to me he was going to go to Tarleton, I was thinking that this was the tobacco world, and it was, you know, instead of thinking about ag down here, or the kind of ag that really this place is known for, what I'm thinking is Tarleton. That sounds like Carlton, and it sounds like cigarettes and stuff. And then I heard Stephenville, Texas. That's got to be in the middle of nowhere. What are you doing? How could you ruin your life leaving those of us who love you in Tiffin and coming to Stephen? But there's many similarities in terms of what goes on here, except you have a college about, what, four times the size of Heidelberg to run?
Probably so, yeah. We're approaching 10,000 students.
10,000 students. Mm-hmm. So how do you run, in terms of modern education, running schools? Schools are getting like business. Big, bigger, biggest. It is multiples that's grown. You've been here since September of 08, right? Isn't that when you
Correct.
Came? September of 08. Mm-hmm. So you've been here 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And the school has grown by, what, 2,000 since you've been here?
Well, a couple of thousand. I was mentioning to you the other evening that when I first arrived, one of the first things we needed to do was to take a campus that we had started down in Killeen, Texas, and split it off.
Right.
So we actually downsized by creating a new independent university. Since that time, we've started to grow the population, the student population, back up. And we've had some very nice successes the last couple of years. This past fall, we had a 19% increase in new freshmen, which is a huge number of students. Our biggest problem in the fall, even though we just opened a brand new residence hall with 300 and some beds, was trying to figure out where to put them.
Where everybody's going to go.
If you can imagine, we had 108% occupancy.
All right, so now what we need to do is have you transfer some of those students up to Heidelberg, because we need a few more students up there. You don't need them down here. We could use them up there.
Well, this is a great, great place to be in, and I've absolutely enjoyed my 2.5 years here. Mm-hmm. It's been a great transition for me. You know, I love Heidelberg, a very different type of university, a small private. Tarleton started as private back in 1899. We were John Tarleton Agricultural College at the time, private university, eventually became a public university. And so it has, I think, in many ways, the feel of a private, that personal interaction you get, the intimacy that you get with a small private education, but it's wrapped around in a larger public atmosphere. And so some great, great things happen here.
Tempted as I am to tell stories about you.
Well, let me say this first. For those of you that listen to Doug each and every day, this truly is one of the warmest, most genuine, sometimes the most brutally honest person I know. But it's been a great friendship for about 8 years.
It has been, and it began... I will tell this quick story. I think I may have been the only person who ever got you to blush.
No, that happens quite often.
Oh, does it often? Okay, all right, that's good. But with the first experience that you had with us when we were interviewing possible presidential candidates.
I remember where you were sitting.
And the question that I asked you, which I will not ask again. But we have had a great friendship. And one of the things that happens in life when you learn, you get to know people, you like them, you experience things together, you want everybody to grow and to do what it is that he or she really wants to do. And moving from Heidelberg, we didn't want you to go from Heidelberg. I remember any number of conversations on the phone that you and I had and others who thought, "This is, what are you doing? What are you going down to this? This is cow country. What are you going to? And now, you know, it really very much agrees with you. And how would we know that? You instinctively felt that this would be something that would be good for you. And I wonder what lesson that is in life for people who stay where they are because it's comfortable or they're careful or they're cautious and they don't want to take a chance. And yet you did. And this is about, this is not a college lesson. This is a lesson in life.
In life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a calculated risk because I have a couple of degrees in agriculture. And so I knew a...
But you're from Marion, Ohio, for God's sake.
Well, yes. Very different place. But I knew that this place had an incredibly powerful reputation because of my background.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, as much as I loved Heidelberg, it was just a tremendous place, and I felt so supported by the board, just a class act. This was an opportunity to look at life in a little different ways. There's no doubt it was a risk because I was moving from a private university to a public university and into a very different part of the world. Mm-hmm. I had not spent time in this part of Texas.
I've never, as well as I knew you, I've only seen you out of a suit once in the 5 or 6 years that I knew you as president of Heidelberg.
Well, keep in mind, that's kind of the uniform of the college president.
Yeah, but even when we weren't in circumstances where you had to be the profile of the president, when we first saw you after the inauguration down here, a bunch of us came down from Heidelberg, and the first thing we do is see you in these pressed jeans and the white cowboy shirt and the hat. By the way, I think it's time for me to have a hat.
Well, we can make that happen. We've got a custom hat fitter right downtown.
Do we really? Okay.
Half mile from here. One of the best in this region.
Is that where you got your hat?
I got mine from Chick Elms, another store here in town.
Really?
I did.
So do you think this works for me, though? I'm not sure. I don't want to.
I think you could do this.
You think so?
I do. The starched blue jeans take a little time to get used to, though. I will tell you that. They do. You have to peel them open.
Peel them open. Yeah, I'm not sure that's my stuff.
But let me tell you this. I know you've focused a lot on that agricultural heritage.
Well, that's because the rodeo stuff, and then all of the ag. But you have other things that go on here.
Well, and that's what I wanted to say. In fact, this morning, about 15 minutes ago, we just opened a brand new nursing building, and a $24 million nursing building. If you peeked out that window behind you, you could almost see it, I think. And we've been training nurses here for 30-plus years and have really one of the best rural nursing programs.
What does that mean, rural nursing?
Our students tend to get trained in a broader, more general way than a lot of nurses because they, for their rotations, when they go out for clinicals, for practices, they are going to smaller community-type hospitals in these smaller communities around here, so they get a lot more exposure to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so the nursing program is something that's very, very good here at Tarleton. We've got a medical technology program that's considered the best in Texas, one of the best in the country, actually. Students from all over enter into that program to be certified after they receive a bachelor's degree or master's degree.
We highlight the difference between the private and the public sector in terms of post-secondary education. Let's talk in a moment about it's not all fair and love and war, how students decide that they're going to come to a school like this in terms of what it costs and how the public and the privates maybe can work better together, because right now there's a separation, it seems to me, in a moment. It's 16 past the hour. Dominic DiTavio is the president of Tarleton State University and my host for this broadcast. Charlotte is out there making friends and influencing people, no doubt. 16 past on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
800, I don't know why, I always come back after the break and I feel like I need to give the phone number, and I don't know why, because I want to talk to you, and it's not like I don't want to let somebody else in. Dominic DeTavia is 15th president of Tarleton State University, has been here for 2.5 years, was in Heidelberg, and that's how I knew him. I was on the search committee for a new president when Dominic came through the door and asked him any number.
You said you weren't going to ask that.
No, I'm not going to ask that. I'm just making reference to it. But from the first... I liked you. You and I have been good friends. You said sometimes I'm brutally. I remember you described me to somebody as someone who sometimes speaks before he thinks. I do remember. I think I've heard that. Richie, can you imagine?
I've never had that thought run into my head about you. Never.
That's part of your training, right?
Well, it is right, part of my training. The difference between private and public post-secondary education, the colleges, the universities that we have in our country, we have a great tradition of private schools. And some would say the public schools like this are ruining it for the privates because they have extra help, unfair help from states, from the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that, my friend?
Well, I think what you have to look at is throughout the country, what we have is a system of higher education that includes the small privates and the large privates. The small publics, the large publics, the systems that have integrated universities across larger systems. And I think what they all provide their own specialized approach to education. They're all in it for the same purpose, to provide a quality education for our students, to make lives better, to change lives, to let people pursue their dreams in whatever way they choose to do that. And I don't view it as one of those things that you should view it as competition as much as you should view it as options and opportunities for students depending on what it is that best fits their particular educational need.
Sounds very political.
Well, it's very true.
21
it's
after a good day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
I did.
Join
me. I've maintained my weight.
Okay, good.
Do I look heavy?
You look healthy. All right, here comes the chief. Maybe a little overstated.
Yeah.
But 23, actually almost 24 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Boomer Brawls will join us in a few minutes. Right now we're having a conversation with Dr. Dominic DiTavio, who's the president of Tarleton State University, and my friend from Heidelberg coming down here, meandering his way into, wandering into, if you will, a school that teaches people how to ride horses.
We do.
Amongst other. They don't shoot horses, though. What's that movie, Don't They Shoot Horses?
No, they don't do that.
But there is a whole, it's a cultural thing. And maybe that, to go back to the discussion about privates versus publics in schools, a lot of parents listening, how do they decide what's best for, I'm a supporter of privates, I was going to say a victim. I'm a veteran of going to a private school, and I've been associated with a school all my life. Do you think that people who go to a public school that's as big as this can have the same feelings? You know what my feeling is about Heidelberg.
Oh, certainly.
And so how do we... You went to Ohio State, so I mean, what feeling do you have toward Ohio State versus what, and a student that comes out of Tarleton, a 12,000 student campus versus a Heidelberg that's 2,000?
Right, and I have great, great loyalties to Ohio State. It is one of my alma maters, and it's a place that that really was there during my most formative years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier to do, no doubt, at a very small
I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't gone to school. I mean, I think back about how perfect Heidelberg was for me, but it's that fit.
It is.
It's finding the right. Everybody's different, so maybe that tells that story that we're trying to tell.
And I will tell you, you hear student after student that when they walk onto a campus, they say, this is it. Mm. This is the right place.
Right.
There are many people that go to a campus thinking, there's no way, no how, I'm going someplace else. They walk on, and they say, this just feels right. And at the end of the day, it's all about fit. We've been very fortunate here at Tarleton because I think we've been small enough that we've been able to provide some of that kind of private feel that that you experienced at Heidelberg. It's a small enough place that people can still really feel like they belong to this place.
What's the future of the classroom? When you think about where are we going technologically?
We are going through an incredible revolution in education right now. There is no doubt that students today want things that are much more interactive. They want to be using technology. They can go out and find the information that they need by doing a Google search.
So what do you need a teacher for?
Well, you need a teacher to help guide, and you need a teacher to help probe and to facilitate the learning process. You don't need a teacher as nearly like you used to provide information, because during our lifetime, the way you got information was by a book. Precisely. Well, right now, students can find the information, and one of the most powerful things that a faculty member can do is to help a student learn how to sort through all the information that is available and get down to what is most relevant, and then to make connections.
So what happens to the prof who can't do that because he can't relate or she can't relate?
Well, I think many occupations, if you don't have somebody that's adapting to the times, they're probably not going to be effective, and they're probably going to be phased out of the systems.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know something about technology these days to be relevant to the students that are in the universities these days.
Just like Richie, I need to be relevant to the audience. That's why I'm doing such a bang-up job
with
all this new technology that we've got here. Look at all these. Oh, we still have wires, though. It's the thing. We got wires everywhere. The wires probably will go away soon. I am pleased to have had you be a host of this program here.
It's been our pleasure.
I always enjoy whatever time we can spend.
Come back and see us, and we'll put you on
a horse. I want to go riding with a lady who is a good rider.
She's a great barrel racer, I understand.
A barrel racer.
Really? You get on a horse, and it goes as fast as it can and does 90-degree turns.
Do we even want to know what barrel racing is? Dominic DiTavio, president of Tarleton State University, 28 after on Good Day.
You can find all sorts of fascinating things at the Library of Congress, including the Wright brothers' drawings and Walt Whitman's notebooks.
Whitman considered himself a child of nature, and you frequently saw him photographed with a butterfly perched on his hand.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The Library of Congress has new finding aids.
We're providing digital online access to the items.
Archivist Mary Lacey.
You don't necessarily see the item itself. People are able to search the holdings. They can find out what collections may be of importance to them, and they may even be able to sort of narrow things down.
And connect ideas.
One of my favorite things to do is to search Helen Keller. We do have a small Helen Keller collection, but even more interesting is a set of correspondence that she did with Alexander Graham Bell. There's a lot of unexpected connections between the different collections.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Insurance.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, still in Stevensville. I keep saying Stevensville. I don't know why I do that. It is Stevensville. There is an S at the beginning and no S in any other place. Stevensville is the place in Texas. This is a you ladies would be lost to the Boomer Broads here joining us, Janet and Anne Marie, to review a couple of things that are of interest and importance to ladies who are of their ilk, whatever that means. All right. So, ladies, this morning I'm at a radio station on a college campus in Stephenville, Texas. It's Tarleton State University. And this morning I met two men who actually teach rodeo riding at the college level and a woman who is if not a champion rodeo rider, she's pretty darn close to it. And I wonder how that...
You can take that in college now?
Yeah, you can take... Well, down here, this is not necessarily just an ag school, but it's an important ag school. They have a lot of other things that are a part of what they offer here. 12,000 students in a town that is about 70 miles southwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. And they're the big ag school, the Texas A&M system. This is the ag school. And so they have one of the realities of running a ranch and being trained in that world is understanding and knowing how to ride horses and use them. And in order to get there, they have rodeo programs. They have rodeo competitions here, like we have basketball games and football games in the Northeast around the country. And they have what I didn't know, what came out of the conversation is that there are these competing teams that are all over the South and the Southwest. They have they go through a process of training the kids that are interested. They get the people who come who are recruiters, like where I go to school. We go out and recruit people for the business program or the media communications program or the education program, and they have all of that here. But they also recruit students who are interested in riding, and they bring their own horses. Some of the students have four or five horses that they bring to school to use in the curriculum.
Wow, that's cool.
And the extracurriculars.
And did they have, area barns and stables and stuff set up for them?
Yeah, yeah. They have them in stables. They put them in the stables. They keep them in the stables. That's part of the... Really, you wouldn't think that that exists, but I can see you look around down here. This is cow country. This is ranch country.
Do you ride, Doug?
I do not. I ride my bike. That's what I ride.
I have never much
taken to horses, mostly because I think the only time I've ever been hurt on the farm when I was a kid, I got beat around by a couple of horses. And I think probably...
You got kicked or no? Not kicked.
I got kicked by one on the chest.
Oh.
And I got knocked off. I was trying to bring a horse back into the barn. And the horse was startled by something in the pasture and reared back. And I didn't let go until it was sort of too late and I landed on my head on a rock. And,
wow.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me. I don't blame the horses for that.
You think you're still suffering? I also think that's just the tip of the iceberg, so...
Yeah, that could be it.
We can't.
Yeah, no, but there is a need, but we tend to socially think that what we know, what we grew up around, what we've experienced is what everybody experiences. And one of the great things I say about travel, not only in this country, but I firmly endorse people traveling outside of our country. I think if we had people that did more travel in the country and more travel outside the country, we would have far fewer problems because people would understand what goes on in the minds of the people who have grown up in Stephenville, Texas, and been around horses all their lives, or cows all their lives. The same as if we go to countries where there are things that are commonplace that aren't commonplace in America, we'd learn to understand them, or at least learn to understand why it is that people are interested in those things. And it brings me around to thinking about this conversation that we're having in America right now about civility and how we can get along. Now, you and I, the two of you agree politically most of the time on things. That is the two of you. We might, if we discussed things, agree on some things and not agree on other things.
Probably.
I was involved yesterday as I was traveling across from where were we? I'm trying to remember where we were. We were Memphis. That's right, too. KWAM moved from Memphis, came down to Texas. And I was on the phone for 2.5 hours in a conference call with a group of people that are on a board of directors in an association that I'm a participant in, and I listened to them bicker back and forth until I'd had enough, and then I let them have it. And when I was done letting them have it, they changed their course. But I said to them, and I meant this, the kind of bickering and nastiness that was going on between these two men, because they don't agree on how the association is supposed to be run, and they're elected by the membership, is the kind of stuff that we're talking about with regard to this chemistry or lack thereof that has inveigled itself into our society. Most of it's political, brought about by having too much, not news, but too much opportunity for people to present their points of view and then tell people who didn't agree with them that they were stupid or they were wrong or you're a bad American or all of this other stuff. And so I let these people have it, and it changed the course of the discussion. Now, maybe just yesterday, who knows, next time we have a conversation, I'll see if it held. But I said to them, this is the kind of conversation that heats up to the rhetoric that gets people to bring guns into places and shoot people.
That's right.
And this is the kind of anger that is so prevalent. What are we so angry about? We got the best country. We have wonderful people. We have great opportunities. What the hell are we so angry about?
Were they using words like stupid and they're calling each other names?
Well, they have this intolerance toward each other's point of view that gets very strident, and that's what I find difficult. More
it's not as much. Sometimes I think it's not that everyone's so angry, but everyone has this need to be superior. Everyone has a need to be right and better.
Right.
And that's just permeating this country right now. And I think that that's what we're seeing a lot of. Maybe it sounds like anger, but I just think it's this sort of pathetic, a lot of pathetic people wanting to strut their stuff a little bit and sound very smart and better.
It may come from this narcissistic generation that we have created in our country where we've taught our children to make it all about them, and I'm not sure that's particularly healthy, and I think it shows itself, its face, in these kind of conversations. We'll explore this a little bit more. The Boomer Broads are on Good Day at 20 before the hour.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Stephenville, Texas. The radio station is KTRL. It is, right? I don't know why I can't get that. I'm thinking about 80 degrees.
Write it down. Keep it on a sign right in front of you.
Well, I had it sort of in front of
me. Doug, I'm interested in whether the whole civility, the attitude towards, you know, being civil and conducting yourself civilly is different than it is, for example, in New England and the Northeast, where
there's a lady. The lady I was telling you about that was the rodeo rider is also the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and her name is July Danley. And when she came in and sat down in the chair, she said, she was, "Hello, sir." And I looked at her, and she could tell by my expression, "Sir, what are you talking about?" She says, "I would refer to anybody, even if they were younger than me, as sir." And I don't know whether that was a slam or not, exactly. She's clearly older than she is. But then we started talking with the mayor, her children. The mayor is from Massachusetts and moved down here with her husband. And she likes the fact that the children have this, I don't know if discipline is the right word, but there's a respect. And maybe part of it comes, maybe that's a token to say yes, sir, and no, man. And so I just hired a fellow to work on the farm who is from Florida. And his everything he says to me after I ask him a question, yes, sir. And he doesn't say it. He doesn't draw it out. He says, yes, sir. No, sir. And it's a respect. that he's out. Now, whether you need to show respect by using the term sir or not probably can be debated, but the real answer to your question is yes, there is a civility here, a difference. And what does that lead to? Does it lead to people getting along? Are the people here who have disagreements about things? Nobody is suggesting that everybody in Texas thinks the same. I don't think that that would make any sense. Is there core agreement on basic values? I don't even know whether you could say that. I'm talking, you asked me about Stephenville, which is where I am, a community of probably by the time you put the college kids and the locals together, you got 20-some-odd thousand people here. And, they have the same things that most other communities have, the influences that most other communities have. They have all the bells and whistles. They have all of the communication tools. They have a movie house. They sell books. There's a college here.
Right. And so there's a reason that I asked, and that's because I grew up in Florida, in southern Florida. And, yeah, even though southern Florida has been you know, northeast-ized or New York-ized or whatever, I like the energy of the Northeast. I like the way people are more direct. I like the no pussyfooting around. I don't have a problem with not being called ma'am and sir. But I guess it's just your attitude. I always felt like I belonged more in the Northeast than I did in the South.
Well, but there's to go back to where we were before, the term uncivil or incivility, which has cropped up in the landscape in the last 10 days to 2 weeks, not that it hasn't been something a lot of people haven't focused on heretofore, just the anger that seems to be a part of what our media presents and what our political world presents and maybe what the business world presents. Think about the language that's used. Language is the most important thing in our lives, and tone sometimes in language. When you are a competitor, let's say FedEx they compete with UPS. Well, is the jargon in the FedEx office, we got to kill the competition. We got to blow those guys away. Think about the context of words and what they mean. We're at war with UPS. That's what Fred Smith says at FedEx. Or
yep.
You know, the language that we use does have consequences. Words have meanings.
Look at the recent language being used. I hate to bring it back to sports, but Rex Ryan of the New York Jets and the whole situation in terms of the war of words in sports.
Yeah, right.
It's out of control.
It is.
And it's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate. Why do you have to? But we are teaching children to think that way and to react that way. When we put them into the sports activities or whatever, and we say, okay, that guy over there, he's your opponent, he's your enemy, you got to kill him.
Kill him.
That's the word that's used. You got to kill. I mean, I'm thinking the movie that Sandra Bullock won the Academy Award for, The Blind Side.
Blind Side, right.
Yes.
Think of the language that was part of what the boy was learning, the star. He was completely distant or disconnected from the language that was being used by the rest of the members on the team because the coaches were instilling in them that aggressiveness. Do you have to be aggressive in order to win a football game? Yeah, I suppose. You have to be aggressive to become the president of IBM? Maybe. You have to be more, I don't know if aggressive is the right word. You have to be competitive.
You have to be competitive. But I really believe that we went.
We're having a nice time with this. Richie, I think we've extolled the value and virtue of whatever our connection is. That's obviously not one of those great AT&T landlines. It must be it's probably a thoroughly modern Verizon cell phone.
I would think it was probably Verizon, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. We love those people at Verizon. Anyway, the point of what we're saying is clear, and we're talking about this place in Texas, or Texas in general, is it different than the Northeast being in the South? And a lot of people would tell you, yeah, and that's why they're here. But like Anne-Marie said, she likes it there, so that's what makes a horse race. And I'm going to go to the rodeo right now, 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation. Unit 888 anti-spam or visit barracuda.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
An amazing recovery we are all following with another big step to come soon. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Considering what happened to her, a gunshot to the head, news that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords could soon be headed from the hospital to a rehab facility is nothing short of remarkable, even miraculous. Neurosurgeon Dr. Michael LaMole at University Medical Center in Tucson offered an update saying Giffords is now recovering from additional surgery to her eye socket.
The procedure itself did require a craniotomy, that's opening a window in the skull. It did require that we remove some of the rim of that eye socket so we could work back in that space, remove those bone fragments, and take the pressure off.
As for what may be next for Giffords, if her progress continues, it may be a move to a rehab facility, and soon.
It could be a matter of days to weeks. Again, it's a matter of getting all that information from our own therapists when they think she's ready to move forward with that.
And later in the day yesterday, Dr. LaMole addressed communication, saying Giffords may be trying to talk.
Some of the nursing staff did indicate to me that at times she was moving her lips. No one is really good at reading lips there, so I don't know if she was trying to get anything specifically out. But I think if we wait a couple days or even weeks, we'll have the answer to that.
In other news related to the shooting, a young girl in Boston has reportedly received organs from 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, who was killed in the rampage. Christina's dad told the Boston Globe that his daughter's organs will give another girl a chance to live and that, quote, we are proud parents once again of our daughter who has done another amazing thing in this lifetime. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
For the east, another storm rolling through and another week. We'll take it. Now, for some spots, it's going to be an additional snow packing into the already big storm we picked up last week. For others, kind of a mixed bag of precipitation, but it should be finishing all snow. Either way, it's adding to the base and adding to the terrain. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire with 45 runs, riding strong up near 90% of the mountain. Okemo in Vermont on 5 peaks and 115 trails. Their new Okemo Mountain Coaster is open. It's like a roller coaster right there at the ski resort. Killington nearby, running at 125 runs. Some moguls are building up on Mousetrap and the Halfpipe on Timberline is ready to ride. Jay Peak moving on to 72 runs. Out west, you'll find the fresh snow in the last couple of days. And Colorado, like at Breckenridge, 155 trails. Powder there, Vail, Colorado, with over 5,000 acres and some fresh snow in the last few days. Steve-O continues down 165 runs, while in Park City, Utah, 112 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Wall Street back in action today following a three-day weekend, and investors will no doubt react to the announcement from Apple yesterday that CEO Steve Jobs is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. It has already brought Apple shares down more than 6% of the European market. Meanwhile, Apple is expected today to report a 50% sales jump in its quarterly sales. Apple is the second most valuable corporation in the U.S. behind ExxonMobil. A disturbing report from NBC News that a major bank may have overcharged some 4,000 U.S. military service members on their mortgages and illegally foreclosed on more than a dozen. J.P. Morgan Chase was supposed to lower the interest on service members' home loans to 6% and protect them against foreclosure. Instead, bank officials said they inadvertently ignored a federal law protecting service members from financial stress. Chase is refunding about $2 million to those who are overcharged and returning their foreclosed homes. As part of a Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service event at a Washington, D.C. middle school, First Lady Michelle Obama got a surprise yesterday for her 47th birthday when she arrived at the school. Her husband, the president, daughters Malia and Sasha, and volunteers at the middle school sang the Stevie Wonder song Happy Birthday to the First Lady.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
As part of the service, the First Family helped paint fruit on some of the school's interior walls. The colorful project is aimed at urging students there to eat healthier foods, which is right in line with the First Lady's ongoing efforts to curb childhood obesity across the country. And finally, a story about getting even. It happened last week at a school district in Maryland where harsh winter weather caused a two-hour delay for the start of school. The school district had those automated robocalls sent to parents informing them of the delay. One problem, the calls were made at 4:30 in the morning. One parent, Aaron Titus, did something about it. He contacted a robocall company on the internet, plugged in the phone numbers of the county school board members and superintendent, and recorded his own message. Those robocalls were made at the same time of day, 4:30 in the morning. Here's what Mr. Titus recorded.
This is a Prince George's County School District parent calling to thank you for the robocall yesterday at 4:30 in the morning. I decided to return the favor. While I know the school district wanted to ensure I dropped my child off 2 hours late on a snow day, I already knew that before I went to bed.
Well done, Mr. Titus. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.